Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 18 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. I'm Jackson. We got Sean.
What's good?
We got Connor.
Yo, yo.
We got Mr. Ditton Dotson.
What's up?
I guess the last time we talked to you guys would have been...
It'd been a while ago.
It's been a while. Pre-fall break.
It was before the big one.
Pre-MJ, eh? Yeah.
Pre-MJ. A lot has happened since MJ. A lot.
Yep. 35 yes. points ago. Well, I mean, I guess technically it would have been, what, 49 points ago? Because y'all played another game since then.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And had another shutout. Thanks to our amazing defense.
Yeah, that's true.
A bunch of good stops.
Defense looked great. It was a little sloppy game offensively, but the defense looked great.
We should start off with the MJ game. We can come back.
Yeah, we can come back to that game. But we made a statement before we left for our fall break and our little vacation. And we said on the pod, Copeland Bradford said at our pep rally, that the curse is going to end. This is the end of the curse.
Speaking of curses, though.
we'll get back to that curse in a second. But the MJ curse in itself, boom.
Was finally lifted.
Done. Gone. See ya.
From a fan's perspective, I know y'all are on the field, y'all are in the game, but from a fan's perspective, it was so beautiful to finally get the cheer and your team more than back it up. It not only did we win in general, not only did we kill them, it was a shutout.
Yes, it made everything.
How many years was it since we?
It was like
that was year 13.
Yeah,
we lost for 12.
So this would have been 14 if we lost.
This would have been 13.
No, this would have been 13.
Yes, that was coming up on year 13.
And it was spectacular.
Yes,
it felt amazing.
Sounds like the Alabama-Tennessee rivalry.
Yeah. and then Mount Juliet's coach tried to say that, the game didn't matter this year, so we rested some starters and
put in some young guys. Dude, what was up with their
student
section?
That's bullcrap.
Okay. Yeah, their student section just left.
We're calling out the whole NBA student section.
I mean, it was like tiny.
That was weak.
Calling out Easton Krinsky and our boy Kyle. I mean, y'all just,
you got to get those boys
sold.
You got to get those boys rowdy because that was pathetic.
Nobody's as good as Lebanon. Best student section in the country. Devs by 90.
Yes. Our student section was filled to the top.
Yes, it was.
That was the loudest I have ever heard that stadium.
Yeah.
Ever.
The loudest game ever.
I mean, they actually chanted that game.
Yeah.
Like, I remember y'all did the Let's Go Devils chant, like, at the beginning of the game, and I was like, holy crap.
It was really loud.
They are D.
Yes. The loudest it's ever been and the most hype it's ever been was my freshman year. I think it was my freshman year, maybe sophomore year, where we lost MJ 14-10, and it was in Mount Juliet, though, and it was like 10-10.
Oh,
like,
I remember that.
Or 10-7 the whole game. That was the best game.
Zion senior year?
Yes.
Wait, 10-7, y'all?
Yes, I didn't. 10-7,
we were up.
Yeah. Like,
they were up the whole game, and then MJ scored a late touchdown at the end to win it.
It was something like that. We might have been losing the whole game, but if we were, it was like close the entire game. Mount Juliet had like 5 turnovers. Our defense
we should have won.
Yes, our defense looked amazing. It was such a hype game. And our touchdown was like a pick 6. It was awesome. And then, of course, this game, it was also because, we destroyed them.
We also
the pick
had a
six
pick
before
six.
The half. The pick six
oh,
before the half.
That's what
the
I knew, dude. I was like, they're done.
That was like chills moment. It was like, we're up by a little bit, but it's MJ. We, you never know. And then, boom, a pick six right before the half. It was like,
Who was
it?
That locker room at halftime, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, Coach Fry brought us over and was like, just think about it, y'all. It's been 12 years since you've beaten MJ. And we were just like,
did he actually say that? Like,
at halftime. At halftime, he said that. That's crazy. That means you have some big, a big heart to say that.
Because you're still nervous. Because at that point, it was what, 14-0 before the pick six.
Yeah, it was 14-0.
And anything can change.
Yeah,
two touchdowns.
They score a touchdown before half, and I mean, I think we get the ball after half, but it's still 14-7. It completely changes the momentum.
I love starting off the game, like, on defense.
Me too.
Oh, speaking of changing the game.
Oh, we haven't talked about that.
There was about to be a kickoff return for a touchdown, and Mr. Sean Stone Cold Steve Austin comes in and just clotheslines it. Take us through it, Sean.
All right, so I kick it off. It was a good kick, too. Like, it was
you might have outkicked your coverages.
It was inside the numbers. Like, oh, it was perfect. Inside the 5. And then so he starts coming across the field, and I don't even know how he got through.
They come in like waves. There's like waves of y'all. There's like the first wave where it's a couple of y'all, and it's like they get past that wave, and you know, from the crowd, like,
yeah.
But then there's always the second wave, and then he got past the second wave, and I was like, oh
shoot. Like, I literally pinned him in the corner. Like, it couldn't have been any more in the corner.
I think it's just because we're not used to you doing that, so we weren't used to it, so we had to adjust, and we're like, oh shoot.
He I didn't really see it, but once he got through, I looked at him, and I was like, dang, all right.
There's a hole.
Here
like,
we go.
Like, so much is going through my mind. I was like, push him.
Sean's like a linebacker going through a hole right now. Like, I'm about to freaking
like, push him out of bounds. Like I don't know, hit him. Like, I was like, my dad always tells me to push him out of bounds. Like, but, like, it'd be really cool to just hit him.
It was magical. Sean just leaps at him. His feet leave the ground. He's in the air, and he just clotheslines
him. And the funniest thing, I think, of that whole thing, was that he never really ran. Like, he just kind of, like, casually jogged over to the sideline.
Yes, he just glided.
And then all
of
a sudden, this guy's running full speed, and I just see Sean just, like, like a squirrel and just bring him down.
Because watching the game, it was like, oh, my gosh. Because that would have made it 14-7. They were still, like, 2 minutes or something. It was like, oh, my gosh. And all they have to beat is the kicker. And it's like, well, he's about to fall down. He's about to get a cramp. He's about to get pushed to the ground. And then, boom, he RKOs him.
I mean, if anyone has ever seen the Pat McAfee hit, it was practically the same thing.
It was awesome.
We got to post that everywhere because that needs to go viral.
I wish we would have gone crazier.
And you know, like, Pat McAfee has a podcast?
Yeah.
My dad was like, you should, like, send it to him. Like,
you should.
Yeah, see if we'd, like,
615 guys/ Pat McAfee. Let's get Pat McAfee on the pod. Yeah.
You should have sent it to him because that was the hit of all.
I'm sure he would because he loves like kicker stuff. You know? So I'm sure that he would.
Yeah, because he loved the kicker hits because he had a lot of them.
That
like,
sucks.
Also, the thing is, like, I got play of the game for a different kickoff.
Yeah, I would say we were talking about that play, but I was like, you need to talk about your kick that landed on the absolute like 1-inch line.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I kicked it off. It like skipped at the 5 or something, and then literally just rested. Almost on the line of like the end zone.
I thought y'all had a safety.
I thought it was a safety from where I was because I was on the opposite end of the field. Watching.
Yeah, and I couldn't see either. Like from where I kicked off, like I couldn't see it. Like it like skipped in. I was like, oh, he's gonna let it go for a touchback, and he like turns around to go grab it. And I was like, what the heck?
I'll never forget when I kicked a touchdown in Taifa.
You kicked a touchdown.
Yep. In Taifa, you got to kick from like the 50, and I kicked it to like the very edge of the end zone.
Back.
No, I kicked a touchdown.
I gotta hear this. What?
You get to kick from like the 50, and I kick it, and it's just gliding through the air, and it is gonna land like at the very edge of the end zone. A kid goes to catch it, and he fumbles it, and we recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown.
Okay,
that's my one touchdown in Taifa.
That would have been.
I didn't
hilarious.
Even know there were like kickoffs at that age.
Most of the time, you just kicked onside kicks, but I was our deep ball kicker. You know, like if we had a lead or something and we didn't want to just give them the ball at the 50, I would kick deep sometimes. There's a battle at Rocky Top, and it was coincidentally Brody Hall that recovered it. But yeah, it's on top of the world. Who needs an offense when, you know, you're kicking?
You just have special teams, you know?
Yeah, kick a touchdown.
Kicking touchdowns, that's a first.
It would have been funnier if you like, would have like kicked it in the air and one of your guys caught it, like just intercepted it.
Did y'all see the interception thing that's been going on Instagram?
The one where they
the halfback like, toss.
Yes,
yeah, and he picks it off.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a play where it's
a halfback toss, and I don't know if he's a DB or like a linebacker, but he's in like middle school or high school, so he's like a quick guy, and he reads the play perfectly. It's like high school or something.
Yeah, it was definitely high school.
And the quarterback is saying his cadences, and right when he calls it, the kid jumps from the edge, and the running back's at the quarterback's right hip. And he tosses it on a halfback toss, and the linebacker's jump was so good that he picked off the toss to the running back and took it to the house.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you gotta time.
He like timed
up
the yeah. He timed.
He'll go offsides.
Yeah, which means he knew the play beforehand.
Yeah, I think the caption I saw was like, "This kid must like live in the film room." Yeah. Like,
it was
if you're that confident in what that play is gonna be, that or they run a very basic offense.
Yeah,
like one. Yeah, it's probably just a basic high school offense.
I'll try to find it, but I've seen it everywhere because it was incredible.
But we do have to send out your hit video.
Oh, yeah.
Because that should go viral. That should go everywhere.
I mean, I posted, like, two angles of it on my story.
You posted, like, four people that watched it on TV. How many people, like, texted you about it? Like, family or everybody? Like, cause I'm sure they were all watching.
You know, like, the Estes over there? Neighbors? Ben Estes?
Yeah.
his dad came over and, like, talked to my dad, and I talked to him a little bit over there. He, like, gave me, like, a high five and everything. Told me I did really good and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I guess only people around here would get the TV version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Patrick Flannery?
Yeah.
He was watching the game. He sent
old
it to me.
Old Flannery.
Yeah. So, was that one of the TV, like, views that you had?
Yeah, it was the Facebook Live.
Okay, well, there was somebody recording on the TV.
Oh, that was my friend on my soccer team, his mom. They were like, they live in Hendersonville.
Oh.
And they were watching it.
I got you.
And they took a video.
It was my favorite play.
Like, almost everyone recorded that game, too.
Wait, more than my fourth down stop didn't?
Yes.
Dang.
I mean, I guess we could say I improved a lot from the last MJ game.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Connor, here's the thing, is you're great so at tackling. So there's plenty of Connor Gannon fourth down stops. There's not plenty of touchdown saving clothesline RKOs from Sean Redmond against Not Julian.
And it wasn't like this guy was little either. He was not like a small guy.
This guy's a big guy.
And he got up. He was like limping.
Yeah,
he was. It's because you killed him.
From the sideline, I just see this kid laying here, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
he's dead.
Sean just killed a man.
He put him in a chokehold. He kneed him in the back. He RKO'd him.
Connor literally comes over to me after play. He's like, thank
you. I'm
licking
his face like, oh my God, you saved us.
You did. Yeah. I mean, he's like, taking that to the house and said
you
injured him.
That could have like changed the whole momentum of the game.
Yeah.
It would have. It would have made it a one-score game.
Yeah, I know.
And it would have been on a kickoff return for touchdowns, and those just kill you.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, oh my gosh. Like,
because then you got to go do the same thing over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got all the momentum.
Yeah, but Sean, play the game.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, awesome. 35-0, Lebanon over MJ.
Been there, done that, you know.
Yep.
And in that game, you know, a curse was broken, but also a curse was continued. Connor, take us away.
So in that game, second quarter, I'm making a tackle, you know, as always.
Yeah.
And
are you the leading tackler?
No. It's probably Fisher Bradshaw. But I make a tackle, and I just hit this dude. I go down, and I hit this dude funny, and my wrist goes backwards. My thumb either goes inwards or outwards. I don't even know.
Hadn't your wrist, like, already been hurting?
Yeah, I sprained my wrist, like, a month before, but I don't think it's from that. And it ended up being I had a scaphoid fracture in my wrist.
What's that?
It's just somewhere in the wrist. I don't even know.
And
then I had a completely broken thumb, like, off of its lining.
Which hand is which?
Left hand's the broken thumb. Right hand's the broken wrist.
Yeah, right now.
And you
visual interpretation of Connor right now has two clubs.
Two clubs on. I have like two bandages.
He looks like Jason Pierre-Paul, but with both hands.
Yes.
So you write with your right hand.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
I haven't wrote yet because I had my surgery yesterday, so I haven't been to school. We'll see how I'm gonna go back to school tomorrow. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you grip a pencil?
Hopefully, I don't know.
There's no way.
Hopefully, it doesn't hurt me. I can write because I don't want to get behind on stuff.
What classes do you have that you like have to write?
Miss Gribble,
pre-cal, and that's English.
True. Shout out, Miss Gribble.
Yep. Yeah.
Miss Gribble wrote me a college recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh, she got that. She got that done.
Yes. She got that done.
Yeah. All the 615 guys were in
the same classroom.
Yes.
One classroom at the same time.
It was
time.
The first time it's ever happened. And it'll actually never happen again. I won't be there next year.
That's so sad.
Unless you get like held back. You should get...
Yeah, yeah.
You should get held back.
I might fail calculus, so...
Lead the student section.
Reclassify.
Reclassify, yes. I am. Speaking of that, Harrison Bailey transferred.
Saw that.
Yes. Well, it's not like we used him anyway.
I know, that's
I know everybody loves
such
him,
a great
but he would not have worked in our offense.
He wouldn't.
Because we have to have a running quarterback, and he's not.
Yep. It's true. But it does suck that he's gone. That was a guy I wanted to lead our offense one day. Aside from Hooker, Hooker's been doing fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Hooker will be there next year, so.
Yeah, and then we'll get Spencer Rattler after that.
Doubt that, but. How is he getting benched? Like, is he that bad?
Well, he's cocky and doesn't work hard and is self-centered and a terrible teammate.
Wow.
So when you're struggling.
Go off, okay.
It's true. So when you're struggling, you know, they're not going to feel bad for you because you don't work for it and you're a terrible teammate, so there's no reason to keep you in there. So you might as well try. Because, like, if you're the leader of the offense, you know, and you're like, we'll say Tua for the Dolphins, and you're struggling, they're not just going to go to the next guy because you mean more than just stats. You're the leader. You run the team. You run the offense. But if you're Spencer Rattler and you don't do any of that, why not replace you?
Right.
I'm not a huge Spencer Rattler fan. He's really talented.
I didn't like him in that one show. He was in the QB one.
Yeah.
But yeah. How was y'all's fall breaks?
Hello.
We gotta talk about that actually. Bryce Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
Fumbles the bag.
Oh, yes.
That was worse than Connor Gannon. That was worse than Connor's by 10 times.
Yeah. Sean, have you heard the story?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I wasn't here, but I'll set up the story. Okay.
I was watching it the entire time.
We were watching
so,
it. It was worse than Connor's?
Yes.
Way worse than Connor's.
There's girls.
10,000.
Like, there's girls that have walked. There's two girls that have walked by before, and they come back the second time, and Bryce is standing at our beach chair, which is like from me to like the wall away from like where they are. It's really close to like the ocean. Jackson, take it away.
It's like 20 feet because that's where the wall is.
So we're sitting there, and you know. Bryce just like
we're playing spike ball.
We were playing. I don't know
if he was.
No, he was. He was because he was like when they come back around.
Wait, we're talking about difference.
How close are y'all to Bryce? Like distance wise.
Oh wait, no. We were
playing spike ball.
Okay, I remember.
Yeah, we were. Like,
from now, yes. We were playing spike ball. Okay, and Bryce stops in the middle of the game.
Bryce was playing too.
Yes.
Okay.
Bryce stops in the middle of the game and he just looks at him, and we're just like, okay, whatever, Bryce. You know. Do whatever. We wait till you get done, and then we'll play again.
Yeah.
And then, so we get done. We get like towards the end of our game, or were we
now
done with the game?
Says,
or we
hey, when
it?
They walk back, tell me. I'm gonna go. To the ocean and talk.
I didn't know if we ended the game or not.
It's on like a 10-foot walk,
and they're walking by the ocean.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So, we see him in the distance coming back. So we pause the game, and Bryce starts heading over to the ocean. And
you know, he's had all this time to think about what he's going to say.
And y'all can hear him, like, hear him talking.
This has been, like, probably 10, 15 minutes.
Yes, he has
like,
all the time in the world to think about what he's going to say. He's walking up, acting all cool.
They're about, like, 50 yards down the water. Like, down the beach, okay?
Yeah.
And he's sitting on the shoreline.
Just waiting.
Yep. And as they walk by.
This is what he goes with. Go ahead.
Hey, were y'all just walking that way?
Yep.
And they look back in more fear than what the girls look back with Connor and just keep walking. Don't even say anything. At least Connor got the girls to talk to him.
Bryce goes up, you know, he's strutting, you know, he fixes the hair he doesn't have.
And so he's walking towards them, they're walking towards him?
I think he's stationary and they're just passing
him. They're walking past.
Okay.
It's like if y'all were walking, you know,
so
this way.
Bryce is just sitting there looking
he's just
at him. And they're just walking out.
And so he just goes, so... Y'all been walking that way?
what
are you supposed to say? Like,
that's why they kept walking, because it was so bad.
And then
I know.
And they kept walking, and he looks over, and he's just like, he looks at us, and he's just, in full, just like, disappointment.
Yeah.
He's just like, what was that?
Literally, he could have said anything else.
He could have said hello.
He could have gone up and shaken their hand and be like, I'm Bryce Kelly, and that would have been better.
Yeah. Or are you just walking that way?
So you walked that way. Oh my god!
Maybe we should get him back on the pod and discuss
just
how awful
story,
that.
Yes.
How awful.
Oh
that
man! Then he and this was the second time he had fumbled the bag, because earlier in the
day, another one.
Yes, earlier in the day, this girl who goes to a school nearby. We won't leak the name or the school. She's in like two chairs down from us, and she gets in the ocean. And she's pretty close. She's like 30 feet away. And Bryce walks up, and it's her and her friend. But Bryce is only interested in the one girl. And he goes up and starts talking to him. And we'll say girl A and girl B. Bryce is interested in girl A. And then he's talking to them for like 10 seconds. And all of a sudden, girl B's dad walks up.
In the water. Like
yes.
It was in
and this
the
isn't
water.
This is not the dad to the girl he's interested in. He just starts walking up. And Bryce
and
can't,
are they in the water?
Yes.
Yes, they're on the water.
They're standing in the water to where it's like, about waist height.
Okay.
So anyway, Bryce doesn't know what's happening, and all of a sudden the girls just get quiet, and then he just looks up, and it's girl B's dad. And so Bryce goes from, you know, he's on top of the world, I'm talking to this girl, to all of a sudden he's forced to talk to the girl he's not interested in's dad. And then after like 5 minutes of awkwardly talking, the girls just leave. So then it's just Bryce and the dad in the water. And they talk for like 10 minutes.
What did that's the girls
and,
leave?
I don't know. And then 30 minutes later is when Bryce does the, so.
You're walking that way?
You're walking that way?
So
So it was just not a good day for him. It was just so funny when the girls walked off and it was just Bryson and the dad.
Did Bryson secure at least
we were watching
him.
We were watching him the entire time. Like, being like, hey, let's see what, you know.
Bryson. Yeah, we're like, okay, yeah, he's like, talking to him.
Yeah, he's working somewhere, and then all of a sudden you see the dad start walking in.
And it's like, oh,
you know
no.
What's about to happen.
Yeah.
Did y'all know it was the dad while he was walking in?
Yes.
You could just tell.
Yes, it was so funny.
Because the way he was just walking out there.
Yeah,
and
just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. Yeah. But, so, Connor's been overdone. The throne has been overtaken.
Yeah, well, so the thing is, the whole fall break, I was playing spike ball, tennis, football.
He was our quarterback with broken wrist.
So, yeah I mean, I could get through it. It hurt, but, you know, it's all good. You only live once, you know.
Yep.
I was trying to have a fun fall break.
Little did we know he had two broken hands.
Yep. We tried to look at a telescope that one night. There was these people on the beach.
Oh,
and they had a telescope.
Like the moon, it was like a blood moon every single night. It was really cool because it's over like the ocean. You know, usually you look at the moon and some trees will be blocking. There's some buildings. There's some city lights.
You're on the beach.
No. Like in Lebanon.
Or at home.
You can't really get a great view of the moon like when it looks cool. You'll be driving and you'll see it at a couple cool points, but then you can't see it anymore. But at the ocean, it's just a vast horizon and you can just see the moon the entire time and there's no city lights to mess it up, and it was a blood moon, so that was really cool. And there was a farmer's moon, something like that, a couple of days ago, and that was cool. That's when the moon's like the size
of
the
sun. Why are there like so many different types of moons? Like,
I don't know, I guess just with the sun's positioning. I don't really know.
I always learn like the basics, like the full moon, new moon, the waning gibbous.
Have y'all noticed like the past week or so, like I don't know, maybe last week, the full moon was like, it was like full for a week at least.
It's because of the harvest moon.
See, I don't normally like write down the type of moon it is every night.
Look, this is how
I make sure I'm doing that.
Look, this is how big the moon was the other night.
Wow, that's huge.
That's a huge moon.
Huge moon.
Yeah,
like, it was a full moon for at least a week.
Yeah, it was like Milan that day at school.
That was when like when all the
y'all know that story?
What?
Yes.
You don't know the story? Milan moon somebody.
Oh, I remember that. I remember this now.
Yeah, it was like that.
And you guys suspended for a few days, right?
Yes, he did.
Oh, it was when there was like a bunch of really nice sunsets or whatever. That's when all the full moons were like.
Which makes sense, I guess.
The sun makes the
moon bright.
Makes the sky all like pink and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of not really the moon or anything, fall break kind of, because y'all talked about it the whole time. I did finally start Squid Games.
One of the biggest hit shows on Netflix.
I'm sorry, it's not in my language.
Yeah, it's
you can
really
change
annoying.
The language.
It's really
no, it, you get used to it.
Yeah, it is weird.
Have y'all watched The Money Heist?
Yeah, I was the one. Did I tell you about Money Heist, or
what about
did you already know about it before I told you?
No, I already knew about it.
Okay, because I remember we were watching it at the same time.
I couldn't watch Money Heist because of that, because it didn't match.
I hated
annoying.
It at first, but then I got used to it, and I guess like since I watched that,
yeah, it didn't really.
I've been watching
all.
Squid Games. I just read it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Because the dude's voice on the English does not match him.
So wait, yeah. you listen?
No, the old lady's voice does not match.
You listen
in Korean? And
you
just
that's what my dad does, but I don't understand how that's possible.
It's from my anime watching. I'm just used to it.
I just have no idea how that's possible. Like, you can't.
Well, I need to get my reading minutes in. That's why my vocabulary's bad. So
20 minutes a day.
Exactly, and it's more than 20 minutes. But yeah, I've seen one and a half episodes, maybe.
I mean, do you like it?
Yeah, I almost stopped watching it because it was just weird and it was just kind of a basic
plot. It gets better.
No, it's...
Because
I'm gonna get it.
The first episode's good.
You haven't seen it, Connor?
I've only watched the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode I was like, I get it. He's broke. You know,
so
it makes all
better.
The...
First episode's good. Second episode's okay. Third episode and on is very good.
Okay. And the plot twist at the end? Whew.
Okay, so they're gonna have a second season then?
There hasn't been any say of it. Like,
there has to be.
You
can't just
you would,
leave it at
you
that.
You would think with how popular it is, they would...
I've seen
and
a,
how it ended.
I've seen a LeBron tweet, and I think I might know the twist.
The way it ended, there's no way there's not.
But yeah, I figured I'd hop on the train. I got nothing better to do except I actually have a lot of homework, and I need to write some college essays. But I'll just watch Squid Games instead.
Yep.
I mean, who needs college when you have Squid Games? I mean...
Exactly. Maybe I'll get
recruited. Do you even know where you want to go yet?
I'm applying to Tennessee.
You should commit on the pod.
Brody said you had to apply like this week. Is that true?
Yeah, the deadline for early. It basically, if you want any scholarship money, you have to apply by next Monday.
Oh, wow.
I already wrote one essay. I need to fix it up. But I've written one essay, and then by the time this episode gets released, hopefully I'll have written the second one. I filled out my application already.
The essay's hard?
No.
Just time-consuming?
Not even that. It's a 650-word cap. Not cap, as in, you know, cap.
No cap.
Yeah. Which 650 words might sound like a lot, but like...
It's like how many paragraphs?
If you write like one full paragraph, like a...
Five sentences.
English, full paragraph, that's like 150 words.
That's not bad at all, then.
Yeah.
You can get that done in a day.
It's like a normal English essay.
And it's honestly shorter. And it's a 250 minimum. So technically, you could write 250 words and be done. And 250 words is like two paragraphs.
Yeah, but you still want it to be good, though.
You get to choose what it's about. It's about something you're passionate about. It's a story that's changed.
What are you passionate about?
615 guys.
That could actually get you into school, though.
Yeah, I might think about doing that for my personal statement. Oh, yeah, so you do a regular essay. I mean, this is for Tennessee. There's different ones for different schools. But for Tennessee, you do a it's a prompt that they choose for you. I forget what it's called. Personal essay. It's called your personal essay. There's like six different prompts. They're kind of the same thing. What's a challenge you've overcome? What's something in your life that's changed your perspective? What's something that's made you a better person? Blah, blah, blah. And then there's a personal statement, which is optional, but you should still do it. And that's just like, tell us what you want us to know about you. So I could do 6 or 5 guys for that one.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Once you go there, you know, we better be going. Our ratings better be going way up because you need to be telling every person.
Putting flyers out, handing out stickers.
I'll get Hendon Hooker on the pod.
Speaking of us going, you know, like global and, you know, us getting big, my old Bravos, they are currently in the World Series.
Yes. Hey, go Braves.
Game 2 is currently going on right now.
Chop on, maybe. But actually, me and Connor, whenever we had a baseball tournament in Atlanta, we went to the Braves Stadium one night to eat in that little area, and there's a bunch of like little poles on this bridge. And, you know, at that point I carried around 615 guy stickers in my pocket 24/7. You should never know whenever you needed to act on service. So what did we do? We slapped a bunch of 615 guy stickers all over the poles.
In
the Braves Stadium. Uh-huh. So if you're in the Braves Stadium and there's this little bridge by a parking garage.
You should have given one to Yelich that one time.
I should have.
Oh, wait, no, that's a Sounds game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still should have given it.
Still should have given it to him. That's my fault.
Except it doesn't say podcast.
Yeah, so he'll have no idea what we're talking about.
Right, right.
Jackson Lee.
But, you know, we'll get podcast on it. But if you see the 6 month...
Yeah, we've said
that for... Let's just write podcast on it.
We haven't ordered
it. It's cheaper.
We'll pull a Jake and
Sharpie.
Yeah. Speaking of Jacob, have y'all given him a sticker?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. We talked about
in his office.
They're all in his office.
Oh, good.
And he wrote podcast on them. Shout out, Jacob.
I was walking beside Eli Freeman yesterday in the hallway, and he had one on his water bottle.
Yeah. He's a true fan.
One of the things I love looking at is whenever we'll all be rolling into school at the same time, and it'll just be like rows of 615 guy stickers, and I'm like,
does the football team all have one?
No.
Not all of them. Most of them do.
Us three roll into school sometimes, like all together.
Yeah, because we all have a parking spot next to each other.
Yeah, so it's really cool just seeing us all together. Even though nobody notices it because it's a small sticker, but it's still cool.
I mean, once you like get behind him, you're like, oh, he has a 6.5 guy sticker.
We all have it on our cars.
Yeah.
That's how you know it.
Every time I see a gray like Nissan Altima or white Tacoma, I always look for the sticker.
That's what I do.
That's how I know if it's yours or Wakefield's. Yeah. He has a longer bed, but I always look for that.
Well, that's how I knew that Connor got pulled over. So I saw the white truck, and then I saw the sticker on the back. And I was like, oh, that's
how I find Brody and Fuller's cars from the stickers.
I sometimes get Jackson and Bryce mixed up.
I always used to notice your car because of the marathon that you ran.
28.3.
I thought it was 26.2.
26.2, whatever it is. I was thinking.
You don't even know how long a marathon is?
Oh, why would I know that?
Because you ran one, obviously. It's on your car.
Yeah, obviously. If you're on your car.
Yeah. You're right. I honestly have no idea who ran that marathon. It wasn't me.
Was it your brother?
Plot twist. No, it was Actually, I think
you ran the marathon. I'm pretty sure you like.
Yeah, you
first,
did.
Yeah.
Second.
Well, no, that
you ran under an hour.
Yeah, y'all were thinking of the Boston Marathon. I didn't get a sticker for that one.
Oh.
This was probably just a local one.
Yeah.
That I probably ran long ago. No, I think it's my cousin. It's my cousin's old car. So I guess he ran it. Props to him. I don't know his name.
Congrats, Denton's cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have done it.
You have ran the marathon.
I have proof. I have the proof that you ran the 26.2. Is that what we said it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check, I guess. All I know is 6.5, guys.
I think that's
all right. So today, I'm just going to a whole other topic that I thought of. But
okay.
Have you all ever been in a Tesla?
No, but
I've never been in one, but no.
But their doors, is it like the Lambo doors? So their doors go up like
No. But like the door handle is really weird. There's like an app on your phone.
I swear the back doors.
You like push in the handle and then pull it out. It's really weird. That's but weird. I got to drive one today.
You got to drive one?
I got to drive one.
Oh.
And oh my God, it was amazing. Like you step down on it. Like even when you take off your foot off the gas, it brakes automatically. Like it just starts braking. You don't have to press on the brakes.
That's pretty awesome.
But I floored it and it felt like a rocket ship.
Yeah, it has the fastest, 0 to 60 time?
Like 2 seconds or something.
Yeah. How'd you get to drive one?
Colin.
We talked about a Tesla before.
Yep, the kicker.
He has a Tesla.
Where'd you drive it at?
I
want to
bring it tomorrow. I want to see this.
Yeah, at school.
Like you drive it in the parking lot?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, since kickers just get out whenever.
Kickers get out at 3:30. Stupid.
Hey, if you're Sean, you're just clotheslining guys in the game.
Yeah.
Hey, we do go out 30 minutes early, though.
So you're out there for what, an hour? An hour?
We're out
hour,
there,
hour
we're
and
out
half
there
sometimes.
For,
that's gotta be so
we usually
fun.
Leave at 4.
We're out there for like 2
Oh, yeah,
hours.
We mess around for most of the time.
But then by that, it means they take it very
seriously.
Yes, we kick the balls through the upright.
You should have seen their video
so
they made. It was so funny. It's like,
that's so funny.
They snapped the ball, and like Grayson Campbell's like,
he's
like military
down.
Laying down, crawling, just holding it, and then Colin the kicker kicks
Colin
it.
The kicker.
Colin the kicker, and he
is that y'all's coach or something?
Colin?
No,
Kyle was
no, that's
Kyle.
KB.
Kyle.
KB.
KB.
Kyle.
Hey, Colin told me to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. You're a kicker.
Oh,
just go and you kick for an hour, which is fun.
Yeah.
Hey, but I say no team gets behind their kickers like we do, because before the game, their coach will come over there. He'll go in the locker room and he'll scream, "Kickers! Kickers! Let's go! Let's go!"
Who does that?
Their coach.
Our kicking coach.
Coach Kyle.
And then Kyle.
Everybody jumps up and it's like, "Yeah, kickers!"
He was slapping me on the back.
It's so funny.
He's just embraced it at this point, because earlier in the year he did it. No one really like said anything about it. But we were like
we
all
would,
dying
like,
laughing
him,
about it.
Not make fun of him, but like we'd be like, "Kickers!" He does it like before every game.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone, but pretty much all. And like sometimes at halftime.
At halftime. Like at halftime.
Like if we don't go out already, like because it's time, he'll come in.
Yeah. Like at halftime of the Gallatin game, we're all sitting there, you know, we're drinking our Gatorade and everything. And all we hear on the distance is, "Kickers! Kickers, let's go!
Get your butt outside!"
So is it
and
like.
Literally the whole locker room, everyone starts screaming, "Yay! Let's go!"
Is it like in the NFL where the like special teamers and stuff are off? In a different room, like in the halftime meeting?
We're all in the locker room.
Yeah. They just go into different, like, corners of the...
Yeah,
like, offense will go in this corner, defense will go in this corner.
Because it's that big of a locker room, I can't imagine.
It's pretty big. Have you ever been in
a
football?
It's a lot
room?
Bigger than baseball.
Yeah, no, I've never been in there. I hear it smells really bad. You
it,
smell
it smells
it from everywhere.
Smells
very bad.
Yeah, no, I've never been in it. Never played football.
Mm.
Could have been.
Typha.
Like could have been a star.
Could have been,
been,
been
the kicker.
Kicker.
Nah, I'd been a punter.
Hilarious.
I punted too. I was our second string punter.
What's your average?
I never got to punt.
What's your hang time?
It was like 100 seconds. No, that wasn't a diss towards Grayson. I used to punt good. Luke Gill was our punter because he punted fine and he had like the best arm on the team. So it was kind of like when Jalen does it, how it just adds the aspect of like it could be a fake. Mm-hmm. Our best offensive play was that it was a fake punt Hail Mary.
Nice.
Fake punt
not just
Hail
for
Mary.
The first down. It was a fake punt post route. Yeah, because you know you're selling out. You know if it's either a touchdown or nothing.
Right.
Like they either cover it or they
touchdown
don't cover
or bust.
It at all.
I mean, hey, that's what my Retro Bowl team consists of.
Ooh, I put my difficulty on extreme on Retro Bowl. Y'all need to do that.
Is
it?
It
makes it so much more fun. I won 5 full seasons in a row, like 17-0, won the Super Bowl, And then I went to settings. I was like, I got to make this harder because it was on like dynamic 20. And I put it on extreme and I lost my first two games. I still won the Super Bowl that year, but it makes it more fun.
I don't know how y'all get so many coins to up your salary.
My salary is 350. Huh. I've played 23 seasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting like at 40 coins right now in my fifth season.
I started a new one because I didn't like my old one.
I play about a season a day.
Retro Bowl. What? Retro Bowl is our, okay, by the so, way, our recommended game of the week. Because, yes. You know, we always,
yeah, we're actually sponsored by,
okay,
Retro Bowl.
So on account one, I had played like 10 seasons and it glitched out and I had to start another one. And then I had played 5 seasons and it glitched out and I had to start another one. And then my first one started loading it. Okay, so my first save file, I'm in year 21, week 7. Save 2 file, I'm in year 5, week 5. Postseason. So wild card, year 5. Yeah. And then my third file, I am year 4, week 14. So I've played 29 seasons.
Sweat. Golly.
And then my salary cap is...
This has to be your life.
$325 million.
Didn't Lives and Breeze...
Does salary cap carry over from each one?
No.
Didn't Lives and Breeze, Squid Games, and Retro Bowl.
Well, not Squid Games yet, but yes. My offensive coordinator is a 5-star. My defensive coordinator is a 5-star. All my players are 5-star. 5-star kicker. Yeah.
I don't think I have a single 5-star.
Game's fun.
I've got a 4.5-star. I don't have a 5-star.
I bought a free agent for a 5-star quarterback for 30 coins, and it was the worst decision of my life.
My quarterback.
Does he suck or something?
No,
dude,
there was no need to do it.
Get the maxed out kicker. That's the move. They kick like 70-yard field goals. You'll be at like your own 30, and it'll be like field goal.
I just go for fourth down. Every
yes.
It'll be like fourth and 20.
See, I suck at field goals, so there's really no
it's
point.
It's because
in doing them.
instead of clicking it when it's max, waiting for the arrow and clicking again, if you just spam it when it gets to the max, it starts in the middle, so it'll be max and dead center.
Oh,
I have all the hacks.
Did you look this up like on YouTube or something?
No, I just was like, wait a second, this arrow starts in the middle. Why don't I just spam it?
And then you know, quarterback runs,
tricks. Quarterback runs. Do y'all do that?
Never. I mean, like, once.
Okay, well, it's OP. If everyone's covered, quarterback run, 7 yards free every single time. And then running backwards is OP, too. So if you're running down the field and someone's coming from, like, the top of the screen down towards you and you swipe backwards, your dude will go backwards, and then you swipe back up and you go in, like, a square around the dude and they won't get you ever.
Retro Bowl tricks and hacks,
yes,
with Denton Dotson.
Denton D.
Yes, I am an extreme player. I'm going to go pro in Retro Bowl. I told my class earlier I was going to start a Retro Bowl league. I think we should do it.
Like a Madden Mobile back in the day.
Oh my gosh, Madden Mobile is so fun.
Madden Mobile in its prime.
This is the best mobile game ever.
Yes.
Other than like Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy
That's
Bird is raw.
The Braves got a double. That's good news because their offense has not been looking hot tonight. You know,
what about
game
the
two?
First dude with the first home run of game one?
Jorge
Soler.
Yeah, he got COVID, so this was like the first time he could like come back. And he came
and
back.
It was a high and end fastball, too.
He came back for the end of the NLCS.
There was like 3 to 5 like firsts last night in the World Series.
Yeah.
It was that, and then it was the Braves were the first team to score in all 3 runs the first game of the World Series. And then there was a combined one. I don't remember that one, but it
what's
was a
crazy,
lot of firsts.
What's crazy to take into like to think about? So Dusty Baker, the head coach for the Houston Astros, he was on deck whenever Hank Aaron hit his record-breaking home run, number 715.
That's true.
And now he's managing the against the Braves in the 2021 World Series.
Yeah, he's definitely old.
I think they said this is the oldest, because Snicker's old, too.
Well, he's been in the Braves organization for
like
40 years. It's like 42 years, yeah, because he was on the minor league team, and then he was like the manager, not managers and coach of the minor league team. He was like the ball boy of the minor league team, and then he was like the assistant coach of the minor league team. He was the manager, and then he was the batting coach for the Braves, and then he was like the assistant manager, and I was like...
Well, last night, John Smoltz called the game, and he was talking about how Snicker would... Catch his bullpen.
Yeah, and he hit him in the knee.
He hit him in the knee, yeah.
Yep. And he says he limps to this day over. That's going to be like the guy Sean tackled. He's going to limp to this day. Every time a kicker walks by, he's going to flinch. Don't clothesline me. Oh, man, what a beautiful week it's been.
I just really hope his team, like, clowned him for that.
They should have. Yeah, they destroyed really
should
him.
Well, they will once he goes viral because he just got laid out by a kicker. Yeah, Pat McAfee, you know, we need your help. We need you to spread the word of Sean.
I know you're listening.
Spread the word of Sean's kick.
Yes, Sean's hit.
Yeah, that's a kick.
Kick and hit.
Who y'all have this week? Warren County?
You can send them both. I'm sure
you appreciate. Yeah, we got Warren County to finish out the regular season.
Jackson, you starting?
No.
You going to get your PT?
Yes.
You should.
I wish I could play.
This is a really weird coincidence, but before the MJ game, I went to Brody Hall, and as a joke, like, I go, I'm ready to hit someone. Like,
You said that before every game.
Yes, getting that, like, hype as a joke, and I, like, hit him, like, with my helmet.
You need to do that
little
before
do you
every
know,
game.
Little do you know. I do go and hit someone.
And he won 35-0, more importantly.
Yeah.
Me and Brody collide helmets before every game.
Oh, my gosh. After the game when we beat MJ, Jackson ran and jumped into my arms.
It was like so legit magical. Like a movie scene. Like, so I was on one end of the field, and Denton was on the other end of the field, and we lock eyes, and, like, I just run straight to him and just jump in his arms, and he's, like, he's hugging me, and we're just...
We did it!
We're just rolling around, like, we just, like... I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I got a cramp.
Way to ruin the special moment. I was talking about our beautiful.
Oh my gosh, this is my hamstring.
What did you even do to get a cramp?
Yeah.
You can just sit here and get it sometimes. It happens.
Oh, that's how tired I am. Oh, from working out. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Denton, I'm so sorry, bro.
Dude,
the people listening to this are going to be so confused because we're going to be talking about our magical moment where we met in the middle.
You got to keep the first part of that.
I'm keeping all this. Oh. I'm not letting any of this go.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay, anyway, if you are still listening, over the summer, like 2 years ago, I got like a cramp that lasted for 15 minutes. It was like the brute of the cramp where it was like awful. And then it was just, like, in the back of my mind and my leg for, like, the next 10 minutes. And it was brutal, and I'm really scared that's how this is going to be.
The worst cramp I've ever gotten was, there's probably two times, probably the equal amount of terribleness. One time was we had a varsity practice before a JV game, and I had to take some first-team reps. And then I had to play the JV game, and I played both sides of the ball. And I went to go catch a punt, and the ball goes up, and I take one step to the right, and both my legs just go out from, like, under me, and I can't move at all. And the ball, I'm camped under the ball, and so the ball hits my chest, bounces around. I can't move, so I fall. The ball forces me to the ground because I can't keep myself up anymore. I crawl, like, bear crawl to the ball and just lay on it. And then I'm like, I'm done. This is, like... towards the end of the game anyways, so I'm like, this I can't even get up. So, but it was that time. And then there was one time at my house after a football practice where I couldn't even, like, get up the stairs, like, in my garage.
I've never
into my house I couldn't even get up the stairs,
and there's, like, two steps.
Yes.
I've never cramped, like, not sitting down, like, in, like, a game or anything. I've never cramped like that. It's always when I'm sitting down and my legs are bent.
I've cramped in both calves multiple times. It's the worst.
Like,
yeah,
during
never
the
had
game.
A calf.
Yeah, cramp. During the game, like training. Stuff.
What makes me more mad than anything is that I drink more water than any human on Earth.
Yeah.
And I still cramp more than any human on Earth.
It's not all about water. It's about
salt. I know, it's
just
salt intake. Salt. And I'm a very, like, salty sweater.
You had your Cheetos.
Very salty.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I had to get some salt back in.
I guess this Sprite had salt in it. I don't know. Man, that hurt. It was out of nowhere. I'm just sitting here. I haven't moved.
I could tell.
I haven't moved. It just shoots down my
you hear
hamstring.
Yelling.
Oh my gosh, dude. It was out of nowhere. It felt like I got shot.
Your hamstring?
I guess so. Whatever the back of your leg is.
Can't think clearly now.
I thought it was over. I thought I was going to be an amputee. I thought it was going to be like the dolphin from Dolphin Tale.
We have to carry you back to your car.
Yeah. That was, oh my goodness. That was so scary. I hate cramps. They hurt. Why?
And they're so weird. I hate looking at them and just seeing my like body like squirm and move.
Yeah, yes. I took a video of my foot one time.
He sent it to me. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
And then
you like see it like ripple down
your
my
muscles like a magnet. Like right now, I'm holding my leg in the air, and if I slightly bend it, it like magnetizes to the floor because it wants to bend and cramp again. Man, that was awful. I thought I was gonna just. throw myself into the floor.
And toe cramps are really weird.
I've never had a toe cramp.
I used to get them all the time, but now I only get them in the hamstrings. Because we did jump squat today.
I hate the cramps whenever you're like stretching so much, like out of bed, you're like stretching.
That's kind of a good cramp, though.
It's good.
Where do you cramp?
I've never found a good cramp. I mean,
when you like stretch, then you kind of get a cramp. It's the cramps that the self-induced cramps that you just, you know, get rid of yourself are the nice ones. That one, however, was horrible. That was the third worst cramp I've ever gotten. It ended quick, but while it was, it was there. The one I had in the hotel room 2 years ago that I was talking about was terrible. 15 minutes. It was like any time I was like, okay, it's gone. I would slightly bend my leg. Nope. Mm-mm. It was still there.
Well, that second one that I was talking about, I finally got up the stairs. I sat down, ate my dinner, and it was during the Olympics. So I went over. There was like a gold medal race, and you know, because I support my country so much, I walked over without like any legs to go watch the gold medal race. USA won gold, by the way. And but like it's towards the end of the race. It's coming down to the very finish, and both my legs just give out again. So then I collapse in the middle of my living room floor.
Supporting your country.
Then my dog just attacks me.
You mean your hamster?
My hamster. That's like
your
oversized hamster.
Your small hamster. I can feel the knot in my leg right now. Gosh. I'm going to cramp driving. Because my legs
wouldn't be good.
Time. Just floor it.
And it's like you get pulled over.
Yeah, I have a cramp, officer. I can't stop. I'm sorry. I've cramped in the passenger seat before. That's awful.
I've cramped getting out of a car, like having a game, then having to drive.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time I couldn't get in my car?
No.
I've cramped getting out after a game.
Like a 6-hour drive after a game or something like that.
It was after a practice. And I remember telling Connor. I remember. I was like, I can't get in my car.
He was standing there. I thought he was just thinking about life. Like he was just like,
I physically couldn't like bend down to get in my car.
Yeah, the cramps are weird.
Cramps are the worst, man.
Yeah, screw cramps. Why are they even a thing?
They shouldn't be.
There's a lot of things in this world that shouldn't even be a thing.
It doesn't even make
cramps
sense.
Cramps is one of them.
It doesn't make sense. Like why?
What even like is a cramp? Like and why can it like go away? And like why
Your muscles just contract.
Get too it's close. A question not for one of us.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to get Jacob on here and ask him.
Yeah, Jacob.
Why is
there? You're listening,
Jacob.
Why do we cramp? Like, what?
Tell us what a cramp is. Tell us whenever this is released. I'm expecting an answer. We know you're a loyal listener.
Our biggest loyal listener.
Yeah.
Probably one of our only loyal listeners.
No, we have thousands. We have thousands.
Thousands, millions.
Oh yeah, we do. Pat McAfee's one of them. He listens all he tells.
We're gonna get Pat McAfee.
He actually gets his ideas.
Look, we're going to post this, and we need everybody in the world
to send it to Pat McAfee.
Just tag and send and tweet
at Pat McAfee.
Yes, we will get Sean on the Pat McAfee show.
We should post it on our TikTok.
Oh, the hit.
We should.
Mm,
yeah, I like your idea, Sean.
Good job, Sean.
Hey, Sean, doing some good input here.
Speaking of, what's the TikTok at?
At 615 guys.
At 615 guys. What's our Twitter at?
At 615 guys.
What's your Instagram?
Or what now? Our Instagram?
What's our Instagram?
I think it's at 615 guys.
What's the YouTube channel?
615 guys podcast, no spaces.
No spaces.
the only change.
The only one that's different.
Oh, man. Y'all go watch the Jody episode. Share.
Let's see how many views that's up to.
I think it was like 17 million billion. Last
17
time
million billion.
Yeah, don't forget
something
the
like that.
Million. Something like.
Give or take
17 million billion.
Let's see here. The 615 Guys podcast most popular episode is sitting at 581 views.
Yeah, 581 million thousand.
581 million thousand. Views.
Trillion, yeah. Like bajillion.
We're hoping bajillion. Y'all will get this episode of that. So,
I
might just
share. It's crazy how we're 18 episodes in. We're two more till 20.
Two more until 20.
And y'all thought we were done. Nobody thought we would make it this far.
No.
We're not done.
We did.
We just come back. We get stronger. We get better.
We are.
Haters going to hate.
Haters going to hate.
None of those haters listen, but.
We don't want the haters to listen. We don't want our loyal fans.
We want our loyal
ones. We do for y'all.
We don't like negativity.
Remember, we make it big.
Good vibes only here at 615, guys. There's only good vibes on the ping pong table.
True. When we make it big, guys, y'all will.
I think it's just gotta be. It's gotta be like we have to have this table here. Just memories.
We put it in our
office. Look back.
Well, it's got to be framed up or something.
I'm going to look back at this table whenever I'm like 70, like just like looking
this
back.
This is
like,
where it all started.
Wow. The podcast.
Yeah, the best.
How the times have changed.
Oh, man.
Like whenever we're 70, there's no telling what's going to be out there for kids our age to do.
Like, I'm going to love, like, reading, I'm gonna love listening to these like when I'm older.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be riding in the car with my three kids. Then I'm going to be like, Dad, what is this?
Just
sit back, enjoy.
And relax.
I feel like we're going to look back and it's going to be so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I feel like
we're going to look back like, wow, we were idiots.
We're going to cringe.
Especially at the early episodes.
Well, I feel like in like 5 years we'll cringe, but like when we're like old, we'll definitely like
5 years we'll still be doing
nothing
it.
Nothing topped the feeling of after we recorded the first episode.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was so nervous.
I felt so cool. It wasn't even nervous. I felt like I had just made a project. It was like, wow. Because
then there was so much hype into it. Like,
oh yeah, everyone was waiting for it. Like,
and it
when
was,
we went to school, everyone was listening to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was snow outside.
It was like, magical.
The whole atmosphere was just magical.
It was. It was like
maybe if it snows again, we'll just get big again. You know, like we'll just like
It just felt so cool recording it.
Yeah.
It felt really cool. The whole thing was awesome. And then we went to Fuller's house and we listened to it, it's just the whole thing was really cool. So thank you guys for sticking along with us the whole time through thick and thin, and
weeks after weeks of not knowing if we're gonna come out with a pie
or if we're gonna have a guest. Casper's been great this episode though.
Yes,
his best episode.
If you want to be a guest, contact us.
Yes,
at
615. Yes,
on anything, any platform.
Yes, please.
You hear that, Pat McAfee?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Thank
you want
you guys
to sponsor? Also, the same thing.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll take anything we can get.
Or email us.
Yes.
615guyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's a real thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's Sean's job. He's supposed to check it and send stuff.
Check it like once
a year.
Y'all are doing a bad job. Y'all are making me not do my job at all.
Oh, you're gonna get back on that job because you're about to be making bank here.
Oh yeah.
We probably do have some money in the bank account right now. We need to buy that flag.
Yeah, before we lose it because we're paying.
I like how we said we're
going to
get a 615 guys flag for like to run out with, and we just never got one.
We're going to have it for next year. We have the money to buy it. I think we have like $50 in the 615 guys bank account.
We have a little bit more than that, like 80, I think.
All right, let's buy it. Let's get on that. Until then.
You've just listened to episode 18 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast, recorded on a ping pong table.
Thank you guys for your constant support.
We love all of you.
615 guys out.
See you.